rotten egg. Or people going around throwing salt in each room of the house to get rid of the demons. Hanging swords over your bed. Or some kind of a scavenger bird or animal at the entrance to your property, like an eagle or a lion or something like that, to keep the demons out. It all comes under the same category there. Good luck charms. A lot of these you'll find on keychains. People think they're very innocent little things, but there's more to it than that. Just a few of them that are fairly common is a rabbit's foot, horseshoe, four-leaf clover, elephants, and the list goes on. Amulets, any ornament or charm to ward off spells and spirits. What about things we have and carry with us? Things like crystals, dream catchers, good luck charms, and the list goes on. In fact, I do see a lot of vehicles with dream catchers hanging on their mirrors, and that concerns me. Dream catchers are actually used in Aboriginal spirit worship and that type of thing. Occult music, music that glorifies Satan. We have all kinds of rock music. We have what's called Christian rock, which I don't think there is such a thing. Heavy metal, death metal, black metal. And there's stuff will get taken into a temple room, and the coven prays over it and signs spirits to it. In fact, some of these albums are actually coming out with satanic symbols on them now. And there's a music group that came out with a new album about, I think it's about 2 years ago. The group is called Led Zeppelin. And their album is called Lucifer is on the Rise. This stuff is becoming a lot more blatant and a lot more they're becoming a lot more bold with it. Lord willing, next spring, we are planning a seminar on music, and